Hello, and welcome to the Sound Objectivity Podcast. My name is David Campagna, and here's a question I want you to sit with. If you stayed on your exact career track you're on today, where would you be in 3 years? Would you feel accomplished, or would you feel stuck? This episode will help you answer just that. Let's get into how to perform a personal career audit so you can stay aligned, in control, and on track towards the life and work you really, truly want. Let's start with what is a career audit and why do you need one? Well, a career audit is a personal check-in. It's your chance to pause, evaluate where you are, where you're going, and whether your daily efforts are actually leading you towards something meaningful or just keeping you busy. Whether you're early in your journey or 20 years in, a career audit can bring clarity, confidence, and direction. In this episode, we'll walk through the core areas to examine as part of your audit and what questions you should be asking yourself to spark insight and next steps. By the end of this episode, you'll walk away with a powerful self-review, a framework to help you avoid stagnation and unlock greater alignment in your professional path. So let's dive into the first step. Assessing your current career satisfaction. Ask yourself, what parts of my job energize me? What parts of my job drain me? Think about when you feel most fulfilled. Are you solving problems, mentoring others, designing something new, or maybe leading a team? Also consider, if you can wave a magic wand and change one thing about your career right now, what would it be? Don't filter your answers. This is your truth zone. Naming what's working and what's not is the first step to moving smarter. Next, evaluate your values, purpose, and passions. This is where we go deeper beyond what you do and into why you're doing it. Take a moment to write down your top five personal values. Things like integrity, impact, creativity, balance, learning. Are these values alive in your current career? Or are you constantly compromising them? Also, think about what topics deeply inspire you or causes you care about. What activities make you lose track of time? That's your passion speaking. Don't ignore those signals, lean in. They're telling you a lot about what kind of work will light your fire long term. Let's move into the third layer, analyzing your skills, strengths, and growth. List out core strengths. Maybe it's strategic thinking, building relationships, staying calm under pressure. Whatever it is, write those down. Then identify one or two skills you'd like to develop next. Not just skills that help you keep your job, but the ones that future-proof you and expand your options. Also take time to reflect. How much have you grown professionally in the last 3 years? Maybe you led your first team, navigated a big market shift, or learn to manage up with confidence. Those are growth moments, and they matter. Don't overlook them. Next, it's time to get honest about your ideal lifestyle and work environment. You have to ask yourself, what is the ideal number of hours I want to work each week? Let's be realistic about this. Is it 40, 60, 25? What type of environments help you thrive? Quiet and focused, collaborative and social, fast-paced? You have to figure these things out. And what about flexibility and remote work? Is that a desire or a need? These aren't surface-level preferences. They shape your energy, your mood, and ultimately your longevity in any role. Now, let's shift gears to something we don't always talk about enough: our fears, the risks we take, and the mindset we need. There are fears holding you back from a career change. Maybe fear of success and the pressure that comes with it. What beliefs are keeping you stuck? Thoughts like, I'm too old to switch careers, or I'm not good at sales, or I don't have the time. Those are all limiting beliefs. Recognize them for what they are. Beliefs, not truths. Now, imagine the best and worst case scenario of making a shift. Could you live with the worst if it led you to your best? You're more capable than your fear suggests. Let's bring this all into action. Set clear goals and identify clear next steps. What does success look like for you? And let's be specific about that. Is it a leadership role by next year, launching a side consulting business, switching industries for better alignment? Define it, then ask yourself, what small risk can I take now to build momentum? Maybe it's reaching out to a mentor. Maybe it's signing up for a course. Maybe it's time to update your resume. Identify what's the one step you can take this week to move closer to that vision. Action breeds clarity. You don't need to leap, you just need to move. Last, but never least, seek support, get feedback, and stay connected. Who in your life can support you during this transition or exploration? Maybe it's a former colleague, a mentor, a career coach. Also, reflect on feedback. Maybe they are always saying you're such a great listener. Or maybe they say you're always bringing calm into the chaos. These are often windows into your superpowers that you may not even know. Ask yourself, what's something you'll regret not trying 5 years from now? Let that guide you. Here's your call to action. Take 30 minutes this week, just for you, to start your professional career audit. Use this episode as your guide. Rewind it. Pause it. Take notes. Reflect. Head over to www.soundobjectivity.com, where you'll find a supportive blog post with additional content on how to conduct your own career audit. You can also connect with us on Instagram. Just find us at Sound Objectivity, and you can find us on our Facebook page. If you have any questions or want help integrating any of this, email me directly at ask@soundobjectivity.com. I'd love to support you. Before we end, let's quickly recap. Here's what we touched on. We explored how to assess what's working and what's not in your current career. We reflected on your values, your strengths, your passions, and your fears. We looked at ways to align your career with your ideal lifestyle and setting practical goals. And we talked about the importance of support, feedback, and taking small steps to shift your professional trajectory. You've been listening to How to Perform a Career Audit to Stay on Track. My name is David Campagna, and this is the Sound Objectivity Podcast. Until next time.